A great pleasure to be with you Saturday and Sunday mornings here on BBC Radio Leeds, 6 until 9. Now, my next guest is a woman from Leeds who is managing to combine, this is an interesting combination, her religious beliefs, her ethics, her love of writing, and cones. Yeah, cones. Chris Madeley from Addle is the author of the successful Cones children's book series, and the characters in her books, you didn't mishear me, are traffic cones which come to life when no one is looking. The Meet the Cone stories are designed to help children learn to live and play within moral parameters. So as well as encouraging reading, they introduce young people to issues such as dealing with danger, awkward social situations, playing nicely together, all through the things that the cones get up to. Chris Madeley, great to see you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Andrew. Nice to see you.
It's like all good ideas. You know, it's seen, you think, what, cones? And yet it's really working. You've got a great stack of books in front of you.
Absolutely.
Where did the idea come from?
Sitting in a traffic jam on the M1. Of course, surrounded by Bigfoot traffic cones.
So what made you think, okay, there's a cone, I can do something with this then?
Well, A few pointers, really. The first one was, let's turn this negative into a positive. We're not bored by sitting in traffic cones. And the other one was, well, they do have a life of their own. We know that because they turn up in all sorts of strange places. And if they turn up in strange places, how did they get there? So
it's a very good question. I live in Headingley, and I have to say all sorts of cones get in all sorts of places. I'm sure students have nothing to do with that. Let's just talk and take that back a stage, because I mentioned your own religion and ethics really come into this. So you're a regular worshipper.
Yes,
where do you worship?
Addle Parish Church, St John the Baptist. Yes, a very family-orientated church, so children around all the time.
And if I said to you, because sometimes it's a bit funny about people talk about morals and moral parameters and the rest of it, what you've been very clever at doing in these books is actually introducing all sorts of really important issues, but it's not rammed down people's throats, is it?
No, no. It's all done through adventure and exploration. Yeah.
So give us a typical example then. Where might you go in a... Well, tell us the first one. What did you first think of?
The first book is to introduce the first two cones. And, of course, being cones, they have to have cone names. So we have Constance and Conrad. And what happened was we realised that the roads are in a mess. They need repairing. How do we keep them open and the workers safe and the drivers safe? So we need cones. So we go to the factory where they're being made, and some careless person has left the skylight window open. And the new moon, who becomes one of the cone's guardians, happens to be floating past and sees what's down below and thinks, let's have a bit of fun. And down comes the magic moon dust through the window onto the cones, and the next minute they're talking to each other and brushing the dust off them, quite disconcerted because they've got covered in dust and they're all brand new and shiny. But of course, as soon as a human eye looks at a cone, it is just a cone. We can't have children running onto the motorways, into roads, looking for their favourite cone. So as soon as the night security man puts the light on,
they're all stiff, they're just cones,
yeah. And that's it. So that's the first rule of being a cone is when a human eye looks at you.
You explain it so simply. I mean, from sitting in that traffic jam to a fully... I love it. You know, as soon as you said Constance and Conrad, you'd got me there. Did you immediately know you were onto something? Because how many books in now are you?
Book
you
nine.
You have to count them.
I do. Book nine went... It was released for publishing on Friday. I've got book 10, which is about the Children's Hospital in Leeds. That's signed off and ready for publication. We're just waiting for a few words on the back cover. And book 11 is currently being written, and that's about road safety. It was going to be road safety in the first place, and I've only got round to it on book 11.
Well, there we are. This is Chris Madeley with you on BBC Radio Leeds. She's from Addle. She is the author of the very successful, increasingly successful, Cones children's book series. I'm Andrew Edwards, BBC Radio Leeds, 13 minutes past 8. Now, you know, I was a parent. I'm very much still a parent, you know. But I think that whole idea of sitting with your children and reading stories. Do you think the kids, it could be grandchildren, it could be our own children, do you think they realise they're getting a message in these books?
I hope so. I want them to play nicely together. I want them to think of others and be considerate. Get a whole cone language going here. And I think so. Children like to do things properly, and they like rules. Just watching my own grandchildren's made me realise how much they like to adhere to rules. So,
Well, it's when we always say about frameworks being important for children. And give me one of the books then. Let me have a look at one of them. So which are you going to give
me? I'm going to give you Cones on the Rails, which won a national award. That was the first one that was in standalone book.